Every day, put yourself to the test. What we got left, what we got left, what we got left is ourself. Every single day is a gift, which is why it is called the present. So try to learn from yesterday's lessons and stop stressing. Put your wonders into whys and try to figure out how you could maybe disguise your fears into the truth. And maybe you could do the things that you wanted to do. Well, the thing that I want to do is help people. But I'm battling with this complacence, the complacence that the nation suffers with. We all suffer with our own addictions. But what are your addictions? What are those lessons for you? What are your stressors? What are your blessers? Mine are my kids. And if I don't do this, they'll never know exactly how much I give a beep about what I really love and what I really want. And it's really hard when you're trying to take care of two children and trying to focus on your own dreams, you know what I mean? We're not talking just about financially. We're talking spiritually, destiny. Give me the gifts that I have been given. Show me the things that I want to learn. Show me the world. Show the world who you am. Tell them, man. Miss motivation. Trying to save the nation by changing the stations of our complacence. Like I said, today's a gift, which is why it's called the present. So wake up and learn from yesterday's lessons. Get better and better and better. Every moment, every minute is a new opportunity to learn from. What did we regret 5 minutes ago? We could do it differently now. And if it's a bigger thing, so black and white, and the people who are no longer here are big demons, right? I just keep telling myself that there's millions of people in the world that I can help. And I can start right now. I can start right now by saying I can. Not saying I can't. By saying I can, with a small little thing. A small thing goes very far. One little matchstick could burn down a whole forest. And it's the same with the seed of a mustard hope. Excuse me. Right? The hope, the size of a mustard seed. Aren't I crazy? But I'm enjoying this. This is fun. This is what keeps me going. Like, yes, you have purpose, Emily. You're alive while everybody died in that epidemic or from some freak-ass situation that addiction had to do with. Literally, it wasn't just overdoses for me. It's like, oh, Adam died and he was just drinking and he fell and hit his head on a fucking rock and he died. Oh, Kaylee, she puked in her sleep. Oh, Herc, she puked in her sleep. Oh, she accidentally got hit by a different drunk driver. Oh, that's just the overdose. It's not just this. It's like this freak. Random. Addiction is cunning, baffling, and insidious. And it will creep up on you in so many different ways to the point where you don't even think you're an addict, and we all are. We're born into life, is how I look at it. We got life. We're thrown into it. From the minute we pop out of our mama's vaginas, we are screaming addicts for food. We don't even know where it comes from, so we'll suck on anything that we can get. Right? The bottle, the breast, anything. Babies don't know where food comes from. And they're crying and they're screaming. It's like, Jesus, what is going on? They know what they need. They know what they want. It's us that screws them up. It's life. It's society. We're all addicts of water, food, happiness. We're supposed to suck up nature's energy. We're supposed to help each other. Money wasn't supposed to exist. You just have your trade. I have mine. And we help each other. But that has been destroyed. Now people don't even do the things that make them happy. They tell themselves that they can or something, right? I've been there. I've done that. How many times I go back and forth with this? But I know deep in my heart this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Whether it's this basic anchor and then it's going to go up to, I'm going to pay for the platform for the radio.co and then all of a sudden I have my own TV show and I'm a multimillionaire. That's how it could be if you work hard for it. Comedy, speech giving, preaching, this is an art. I know that because I've been practicing for years. I get up there, bleh, 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 no points, no jokes, no funniness. It just wasn't for me then. And I thought I had it all figured out, right? Then three more people want to go and die. I want to find out that I'm not good with working with in group homes that I can't talk about myself and getting in trouble for giving them a piece of gum. They're fighting heroin addiction. Mom is a whore. Daddy doesn't care about them. Do you think that a piece of gum is going to dictate? But they can smoke cigarettes on that break, though, right? That's the addiction of the mind. We say that one thing's okay when one thing is not. What if we just did that with everything? What if everything that you wanted to do, you just justified it, the placebo effect? And what if you actually put it towards positive things? That's what I'm doing with my tape here. That's how life can be if you start it. I know that I have to do this, and I'm going to do it because I'm not alive for no plain old reason except for to share my experience, strength, and hope, to tell people to find what's your purpose. If you are not happy in that job, let's set something up. Let's leave it. Let's make arrangements. Oh, this isn't working with the partner. Let's talk about it. He doesn't want to change it. She doesn't want to change it. He, she, I don't give a crap. All I care about is they're clean. They don't want to change it. It's not meant to be at this time. Either they'll come back or they won't. A season, reason, or a lifetime. That's what I love. My husband, I've known since elementary school. We just kind of knew each other, but we weren't like super close or anything. Thank God. When I came home 6 years ago from being in that place, best thing that happened to me was this man sticking by my side. Sticking by my side through all this PTSD of bugging out, of dishes in the sink, coming home from work, he's got his day off. It's, oh my God. And then one little argument of just an attitude would turn into a fight. You have to learn early on when you live with somebody, especially somebody like me who's institutionalized, somebody who can be a straight up asshole, and then I could just move on from it because I don't want to suck and waste my energy. Thank God he's like that too, right? We process things. We process things every single time that they happen, and they just naturally changed. And the things that weren't supposed to change didn't change. I'm not going to make him into this articulate person who's going to talk to me morning, noon, and night. He's a gamer. He's a landscaper. He puts his headphones on. He works really hard for 12 hours. He likes to come home. It was perfect when I was doing this all day. I'm preaching to people all day long. I'm in school, working three jobs, in college, blah, blah, blah. Then I come home, just talk to him a little bit, and then other than that, just do our thing, joke around. Oh, you want to see this video? Laugh a little. Talk if we want to. Talk if we don't. And I do my thing and he does his and it's perfect. We have a great sexual relationship. We have a great balance. We have two beautiful kids because of it. And if I can just remain on that track, we won't have problems for the rest of our life. Because I'm going to do me and he's going to do him. No matter where we go, you find those yards, I tell him, I will find people. My job and your job is endless if we keep taking care of this world. I help the people, you help their yards, I help their internal therapy. Let's help the people go outside and feel good about themselves. I want him to do more experience with the color, but I have to worry about myself. In a lot of ways, my old gay background of being this dominant person, I have this caretaker part of me of, in a relationship, it's hard. I didn't even think I was going to be with a man. After all the abuse and everything that I went through, I really was like, But it just fell into my lap. You know, a month after coming home and going on that one date with him, and it was like, oh my God, is he the one that was under my nose? Is he that childhood sweetheart? But even though like he wasn't, but is he going to be in? And it was like, I better grab him by the balls. He's going to be a great father. He's a townie, and you can do whatever the hell you want. You know, if you wanted to get away with anything, this is it. He is it is perfect. And I don't mean it the way it sounds because I take pride in being faithful. You know, one of my favorite comedians that I've looked up to for years, Kevin Hart. I love Kevin Hart. You know where I lost respect for Kevin Hart? Was when he decided to cheat on his wife. And before I talked about that, I had to look that up last night. I had to know if what I was saying was accurate. And he did. He did some social media stuff, something in the DMs, and she forgave him. Oh, we're not going to let anything outside disrupt our family. Then you wouldn't let that happen to begin with. No matter how big I get, you think I'm going to be in it. You got so many people. You're that, like, big and small about yourself that you need to go and do something like that. Your wife is at home with your son. There's no excuse for that. I don't care what anybody says. If you don't want to be in a relationship, don't be in a relationship. Don't be in a relationship. If you don't like something, you say it and you leave. There shouldn't be no cheating. There should be we're over, we're done, or we're not, we're working on it. Yes, things are more complicated than that. Yeah, they can be, if you want them to be. Or you can have common sense as an adult in an adult relationship that it's kind of fucking weird and nasty to private message other people. I think it's kind of weird and nasty to even put your little name under some other woman's breast or you're another man on another. I don't care what anybody says. That's not a friendly thing to do. Do I go into the store and see a woman with her cleavage and do a nice big thumbs up? Might as well put my hands in front of my own chest and do the little juggles. You know, see a guy, nice thumbs up, wink at him. My husband be like, we're going to get divorced now. Okay? Like, this, what are you doing? He used to get mad if I go in, I'm very smiley. Now he knows. It's not like I'm just looking at this hot guy, smile at him for the sake of smiling at him. I just want him to have a good day. You know? And I stopped even looking at people when we'd go out, and I got off all social media, and I focused on school, and it started to make me depressed. I have to smile at people. I have to go in the store. I have to make people smile. And I know there's a lack when they don't smile back. And so here's where my podcast comes in. Here's where I come in, and what I can do as the small of what Emily can do is this. Is share a little bit each day, and eventually when that writing gets to the right person, the foot the, photography, the bio, the everything. I have everything that I want. I believe that. Because I'm going to work really hard to get it. I'm going to keep tuning in with my angel numbers. I'm going to keep tuning into myself and doing the things that are laid in my face like that always happen to me because God is great and He's going to provide for me. He has. The sun comes up each day. It's blessing us. The food and water is available. All I need is just that. What's the bugger is getting through every moment, not reacting. Minute by minute. That's how it has to be. That is how it has to be because you can only plan so much. So the biggest piece of advice is that you plan to a certain extent, the short-term goals, the long-term goals, but the hardest thing is each moment, the reaction. Work very, very hard. Maybe you spilt the coffee on your shoes. I'm not going to get mad. Let's find a way to laugh about it. And the coworker. And you'll see how hard it is to make that body. The kid's screaming at you, screaming at you, screaming at you. Your body not going to react. It's going into fight or flight mode. My anxiety's setting off. Now you've got to hone in the deep breathing. Now we've got to do some rainbow coloring. We've got to watch this such video. The first thing that you got to do is tell yourself, I can, because if you say I can or that won't work, what is that? Instantly makes you feel negative, right? Doesn't saying I can, yes, doesn't just make you feel better? Just saying it and doing it. And I know you can hear the confidence in my voice because I really live this. I really do. I feel better now than I did even in the beginning of the tape. I really do. And so that's proven. That's science. Having a hard day, go in the mirror and smile at yourself. Give yourself a goofy, silly smile, and you will feel better. That's proven science, too. These are things me and my best friend used to talk about. Coming up on her one-year death day, February 3rd, it will be 1 year that she committed suicide, and I'm going to be doing a lot of stand-up for suicide. Small things. People want to talk about mental illness. People want to talk about mental illness. People want to talk about addicts, but they don't talk about the full picture. The full scheme of who that individual was from the minute they were born to the minute they died. They do this stupid religious thing that meant nothing at the service. The bunch of people that don't matter, she would still be here. Okay? Crock-a-dookie duke. One thing with my ministry that I'm going to have down the line is the proper services and funerals and marriages, just like when my husband got married. I love what Nancy did. That non-religious ceremony was perfect. Respecting each other, being best friends, not always being right or wrong, but together, individually, growing and in love. Amen. It was so perfect. So perfect. And when somebody passes, we're supposed to honor their life, wearing their favorite colors, dancing to the music they like. If you even have an appetite, okay. But it's money. Money is an illusion. That doesn't make you happy. You know how many things I could get donated to go out to the world and get for free that could bring color to an environment? And we don't think like that. And I'm going to do this. I am putting on this certain thing for myself, for my friend, for her. For her one-year death anniversary, I am going to go outside and I am going to do this energy dance with my drum because it makes me happy to do that. She always said, if it makes you happy, Emily, if it makes you happy, I don't care. I want you to do it. You know, she goes, I know there's something bigger than me, but I have a hard time with the God thing. And that's why I like to talk to you because you're so confident with your God, the way you talk about it, because I know what I know with the people that I've tried to talk to in my life, and I haven't gotten the results that I've gotten. There's something way bigger than us. Pay attention to your numbers, pay attention to the colors, and pay attention to the people in your life, a season, a reason, or a lifetime. You don't like something about somebody, most likely you either want that from them, or you already have it about yourself and you want to change it. And her and I learned so much from each other. We would clash because we were so much alike. But you know what? She's not here anymore. But I am. And I have to do everything in my power while taking care of myself to be able to pass this message of experience, strength, and hope that every day you have to own your day. You can't let other people bring you down, and you have to believe in yourself of what you want. If you want to be a firefighter, you start with volunteering once a week with the firefighters. See what you can do to get a feel of that. Every job I had, I got and I built that experience. Working with those with disabilities is one of my favorite things to do. I can do this ministry and touch all walks of life, because what I want to talk about is life in itself that we all can relate on. It doesn't matter the color of your skin, it doesn't matter the food that you eat, it doesn't matter what you wear. I mean, that matters, it's important to me because I like color and I love culture and I want to talk about that too. But what I mean is, when it comes to that hierarchy of needs, what we really need is to come together at this time, 2022, and growing more. If we want our world to get better, if we want global warming to stop, because there's animals dying from our contributions and so many physical contributions. But right now, I'm only talking about energy and mental health and thinking positive to start. Every minute you can change the perspective by changing the way you think. And I promise you that, because I do it on a daily basis. I have to. It's a survival skill. And it's something that we all need if we want to not have health problems. And so I will continue to talk. I will continue to put myself out there. And at some point, there will be a more solid schedule. For now, I'm listening to God. I'm trusting His word. I'm following my intuition, following my day, what's going on with my children too, and doing the best that I can. That's all we can do. Progress, not perfection. And I hope you guys took something out of this and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.